Can I ask a philosophical question to start? Do you go into training camp with a general concept of how you want your roster to be constructed, or is it fluid depending on personnel and availability? Do you go into it saying, okay, I want X number of offensive linemen or X number of defensive backs? How do you approach it?
Well, I'd say that I've learned through the years that you just can't orchestrate a squad. You just can't control competition. Players have to go out there and decide that for themselves. But, I don't know how they're going to play and how they're going to compete against each other and how it's going to turn out. So I think you want to try to, you know, set up good competition on your team and then let the players decide it on the field based on their performance and give them an opportunity and let them make the decision for you, really, is what it comes down to. And that's what we've tried to do. So as I tell the players at the beginning of the year, whatever you get here is what you earn. So, you know, what's your role on the team? Whatever you want it to be, whatever you make it. It's not me to decide that. It's not up to me to decide that. It's up to you to decide that as a player. So that's really how we try to approach it. And as we see how it unfolds and how the players perform relative to each other and relative to the overall team, then we try to play to our strengths and do something to where we think maybe we have a deficiency or potential weakness.
You know, Bill, I love this time of year, opening weekend, going toward opening weekend. I remember a lot of openers, things that I shouldn't remember. I mean, I remember your first game in Cleveland. I think you guys played Dallas. Your first game as head coach of the Browns, obviously your first game here, a crazy game against Tampa. I think it was 21-16, something like that. It's exciting to prepare for it, and I know you guys are prepared. But you also don't know your team in week one. Is there a bit of, maybe nervousness is not the word, is there a bit of uncertainty, even though you're prepared for that game, when you go into week one, week two, because you really don't know who your team is until maybe halfway through the year?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. That's exactly what it is. Mid-season form is... It's a cliche, but it's very true. It is. Opening day, and all the teams are going to improve a lot over the first half of the season, I'm sure. So what's the rate of improvement? Where do they start? Where does that improvement get them to? Where are they through the middle to second half of the season? We're all a long way off from that. You know, right now it's where are we relative to Miami on opening day, but I know that every team in the league will improve a lot as it goes through the year. So, this is no finished product for anybody.
I think I read a quote from you today, and I hope I got this right, that you like playing in Miami early in the year. Why is that?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say I like it. I mean, you've got to play them sometime. So, but in a lot of respects, I think it's easier to go from, you know, training camp heat to Miami heat than it is to go from December to Miami heat in December, so it's more of a contrast. And I feel the same way going the other direction too. When you're a team that plays in real warm weather, it's, you know, a lot easier to play, you know, in the north in September, October than it is in December and January. So I mean, I think that's just normal. But look, in the end, it's about conditioning, it's about performance, and your team has to be in condition and be ready to play in whatever the situation is, and being able to play under pressure. And the preseason games it's just not the same pressure, it's just not the same game planning, it's not the same detail of preparation and significance that we're going to have this week. So it'll all get ramped up and we'll see how it goes.
Gronk says he's ready to go, he's going to play in week one. What's the status of Gronk from your perspective?
Well, it's, you know, nice to hear that Rob's confident in what he can do, but that I really can't. I'll have to decide. Coaching staff and I'll have to decide on how it goes during the week. We'll see what he can do and what his role is. But with all due respect to Rob, this will be a decision that we make, not one that he makes.
You acquired Tim Wright on Tuesday. On Thursday, he was ready to play 40-some-odd offensive snaps for you. I know you said after the game it was indicative of the work that the position coaches put in helping get him prepared. But what does it say about his football intelligence that he was able to pick up enough of your offense to be that involved with just 48 hours notice?
Yeah, good. I mean, Tim's a sharp kid, and he understands football and concepts, and obviously learns quickly. We saw that. So, yeah, no, it says a lot about him. You know, obviously in a game like that last week, it was pretty basic offense, pretty basic assignments. But still, he did a good job to handle that and went in and played very competitively in whatever it was, 40-some plays.
You know, watching you over the years, we know that what the roster is on Tuesday may not necessarily be the roster tomorrow or later today or certainly by Sunday. But I do want to ask you about a couple of roster moves. Ryan Mallett, what went into the decision to trade Ryan Mallett to Houston and essentially make Jimmy Garoppolo the number two quarterback?
Well, I'd just say the short end of it is that we thought that was what was best for the football team. So I think Jimmy's got a good future. He needs to play. He needs to get reps. You know, I have a lot of confidence in Ryan, but that transition was going to happen. We could all see that. Based on a number of circumstances, and you know, I feel like we got fair value for Ryan from Houston. So, and I know Ryan's excited about the opportunity. So, I mean, I think that there was kind of worked out for everybody, which is what a good trade does.
How would you assess Garoppolo's development from, say, the first time you saw him when he was here with the rookies to September 1st, September 2nd?
Well, Jimmy works hard. He's a smart kid, and he's improved every day. It's still has a long way to go. It's far from perfect, but he's a lot better than he was, and he's doing things better. There are still a lot of things that he'll need to improve on. There are a lot of things that he doesn't even know that he doesn't know because we haven't gotten into the regular season type preparation and the detail and a lot of the situational football that is we have to prepare for that we didn't really do in training camp. I mean, we did it, but not like we're doing it now. So there are a lot of things that he hasn't even been exposed to that he'll have to pick up. But again, that being said, I think he's got a good capacity to learn, and he really works hard on and off the field, and he's been productive, and seems like he has a good feel for the game instinctively. So we'll see how it goes, but he's got a lot of work ahead of him. You know, he's in a graduate course of football now.
Was the trade of Logan Mankins to Tampa Bay facilitated somewhat by the fact that people you've worked with and have been in your organization are now running that football operation as well?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it worked out that way. I don't know if that was a driving factor or not.
Didn't necessarily make it easier to get a deal done because you knew all those people and they know you, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, we've made trades with people who have worked here, and we've made plenty of trades with people who haven't, so I don't really think that's that big a deal.
If you had to bottom line, and you know, what went into that trade of Logan, and how long had that been in the works? Is that something that happened quickly, or was it something you guys had been talking about for a few weeks and were able to consummate it? How did that go?
Well, just, you know, I think any conversations between myself and anybody else in the league and any other team would, you know, should remain what they were, which is private conversations. So, I mean, in the end, the bottom line is that Logan is a great player, was a great player here, is a great person. Love having Logan Mankins on this team. But the overall circumstances just didn't work out for that to be able to happen this year. So that was the result.
Can we look at the trade as not necessarily an indictment of Logan Mankins, but is it more of an endorsement of some of his peers? I mean, if you have a guard group, you felt like, not that you were mad at Logan Mankins or anything, but you felt like you could make a deal for Logan Mankins and still have a good core at the guard position?
I think that's really pretty independent of Logan's situation. You know, Logan and I talked about his situation multiple times. We tried to look at different options, but in the end, we just weren't able to work it out.
As you get ready to play the Dolphins this Sunday, there's always a certain knowledge base with divisional opponents who you see twice a year. How much has that changed, though, when I look at a Dolphins offensive line, for instance, that is entirely new? You don't have the same knowledge base that you would normally have going into a Dolphins game.
All right. Well, I mean, every team in the league has new players and probably new coaches on their staff from a year ago. So I don't think that's anything unusual. It's really the most common situation. So we have new players. They have new players. They got a couple new coaches. We got a couple new coaches. So I think all that's kind of normal.
Have you seen out of Ryan Tannehill the type of young development that a good quarterback in the National Football League normally would give you? Does he look like a guy who's on that right progression track?
Well, I think he certainly played well against us last year. That's all I know. led them to a big two-minute drive at the end of the game when they beat us down there, and I thought he played very competitively up here. So I have a lot of respect for Tannehill's ability to run the team, ability to make plays, and lead their offense. So plenty of respect for him in his corner.
Finally ready to get the thing going and finally back to the regular season. I got to admit, it's easier to look at games on the weekend that matter a little more than preseason games do. We appreciate the time as always. We'll see you next Monday.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks.